Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Speaking only for myself this morning, but I'm sure there's others in the congregation that probably feel or do the same thing. Over the course of time, it seems like the internet and ordering online has become far too convenient and handy. Now, I'd like to stress that I had been for many years an independent business owner, so I strive to do whatever I can and to keep business as local as possible. But there are some times where either time constraints and or distance to get products that you need, really, it's just hard. So the habits start to come in, and you get online and you start to order, and I'm doing these things far more than I ever thought I ever would, and enjoying it. Because it's fast, it's simple, and it fits into an ever-increasing, fast-paced lifestyle. But when you get online, the things that you notice is that the competition is good, but then you always see this word there that says free, okay? Free stuff. You know, you'll place an order, you'll get all done, and then a promotion will come up, and it'll say, well, you know, sign up for your free gift. So you follow the link, which I do once in a while because it's of interest. So I follow the link and I move along, you know, only to find out that, yeah, the gift is free, but the shipping's $20. Okay? And if it's defective, guess what? You got to pay for the shipping to send it back. So was it really free? Or you go along and you say, yeah, it's free, but you got to have a minimum size order to qualify for it. Okay, so that means you had to buy a little more of something extra to be able to get the free stuff. And so on and so forth. Yeah, I'm sure you have all experienced that in one form or another. But we sit back and we look at it and we go, you know, that word catches us. We attach ourselves to it. But in the end, what we're doing and what we're purchasing and buying, is it really free? The best one, of course, is free shipping. Now, in some instances, it comes pretty close, but take it from someone that worked for corporate America. There is no such thing as free. That margin is built in someplace else. But even then, most of the time, you still have to purchase X amount of dollars to get that free shipping. So it's all in how you package it and everything else, but sooner or later, there comes a cost to almost everything that you see there that says free. Society today is often like that in many, many ways. And there was a time where the church was too. Martin Luther, as a young Catholic monk, struggled for years after committing himself to God to feel worthy. He didn't understand what he understood later in life. And he mentally and physically tormented himself, trying to make himself physically worthy to God. And in one story, to the point where he beat himself so terribly, he knocked himself out. He knocked himself unconscious. He struggled with this deep, deep sense of unworthiness. He counseled with many of his professors and his teachers and his associates. And they did not suffer this kind of guilt that Luther had. Maybe they didn't understand the way Luther did. Maybe they just didn't care. But this was something that physically tore Luther apart. Until one day, as the story goes, he began to truly understand the message and the preaching of Paul, where Paul gives all things up to God, in and through the Holy Spirit, never once taking any credit for anything himself, in everything that he did, in everything that he preached, not taking credit, but giving all things, because as big a sinner as he felt he was, God, through Christ Jesus, forgave those sins. And that's when Luther began to understand the true meaning of grace. And that, everyone, is the day when the church began to change. to never be the same again. It began with the 95 theses nailed on the church door. That was the first thing, because you see, what had happened was, is this wonderful story of God's action, God's gift, God's grace through our Lord Jesus over the years got transformed into something a little bit less, where you couldn't quite be forgiven for your sins unless you anteed up. And these things were called indulgences, oftentimes referred to as a fundraiser by the church to be able to build large cathedrals, paint big pictures on the ceiling, even fund wars where and when necessary. And when the understanding of grace hit Luther, literally right here and right here, he said, enough is enough. And he began to push for the reform of the church to be a gift to the people and not a burden to the people. And we can trust this grace. I don't know how well you paid attention to that Jeremiah lesson today. But in that Jeremiah lesson, there is something that really truly stood out more than ever before having read it. In that particular lesson today, God said 6 times in 4 verses, I will. You don't have to do anything. I don't want you to do anything. Because every time I ask you to do something, you can't hold up your end. So I'm going to do this for you. And 6 times he said, I will. I will make a covenant. I will put my laws in their hearts. I will be their God. I will remember their iniquities and forgive their sins. No more. I will. And when God makes a promise to us, it's a promise that we can trust and that he will keep. And it's that very promise that he kept in and through our Lord Jesus. That by faith, in and through our Lord Jesus, God forgives our sins. God himself, as Paul says, is righteousness. But he justifies you and I through his Son. And Jesus is trying to teach the Jews that if the Son makes you free, you are free as well. This is a gift that is freely given. The emphasis today, last week we baptized a very little young man into our Christian family. Today we have another young man who's going to affirm his baptism today. But it's this story, it's this promise, it's what we hold to, and it's what separates us and makes us different. Because we trust the promise. We live in and through the gift of faith. We give all things unto God, knowing that our actions will never measure up, but that God loves us enough that he took care of it. So my message today to all here, embrace that gift. Because in all things, you might scroll down a little ways and say, it's free, but it might require a minimum purchase. It's free, but you need to send out this questionnaire for us first. It's free, but we'll need your email so we can send you special deals. It's none of that. It's free. So as we go forth today, cherish that. Hold on to that. Believe that in and through our Lord and Savior, we are truly free. To those of us that have heard this message many times, for someone younger that will hear the message, I hope, a lot more, trust the promise. Give all things unto God. Live each day in and through faith. Trust and believe in the forgiveness of sins. Trust the words of the angels. He is risen. Live in that hope. Live in faith. and know that God did this for each and every one of you with no purchase necessary. Amen.